he makes, I say to, you know, it's pretty common, but he makes at least mistakes. And sometimes you can make mistakes and still get away with it. But against a good football team like McEachern, you got to limit your mistakes.
And force them into their own mistakes.
That's
I think that is a big key, that if we can force them into a few mistakes, that can really turn the momentum and help our cause for sure, because we tend to feed off of emotion. Most teams do. But this young team, because of that that group, that maturity level, they need that emotion. And I think you're going to see that tonight if we're able to do that. The Vikings are going to send back Tyson Harris and Xavier Jenkins deep to receive the kick. And we'll get you their kicker here in just a moment. That'll be number 15, Cesar Dominguez. Or excuse me, 16. Cesar Dominguez is their kicker. The officiating crew right there at the 50-yard line, ready to get this thing going. They've broken their huddle. Give the ball to Dominguez. And as I said, for the Vikings, it's Tyson Harris and Xavier Jenkins standing about the 10-yard line to receive the kick.
Field position is going to play key in this game. We need to win the field position battle as much as we do the turnover battle. Third down conversions are going to be pivotal tonight. We've got to get them off the field on third down, and we got to stay on the field on third down tonight. Red Hat is off the field, and we're going to be playing GHSA first-round playoff game here very shortly.
All right. Dominguez waiting on the whistle from the white hat. The Lions High Bridgman in full throat. There's the kick. Xavier Jenkins going to take the ball at the one. Comes across the middle of the field. Steps, goes down about the 25-yard line as he'll be tackled down, looks like, by number 30 for the McEachern Indians. That's C.J. Miller. It'll be first down and 10 from the 25-yard line for our Lions High Vikings.
Yeah, we had the center return set up, and the hole opened up just for a minute, and he hit it, able to get some positive yards. Vikings are going to take over first and 10 on their first possession from the 25-yard line of the Vikings.
So a nice 24-yard kick return sets us up in decent field position to start tonight's game. In the backfield is Austin Dixon along with Boogie Kamen and Dez Copeland. Copeland in motion. Looks, throws downfield. He's got Dylan Presley down to the 45-yard line. They'll mark him about the 44. A great throw and catch to Dylan Presley.
Yeah, the handoff, the play action in the backfield, set it up. Dylan on the really the skinny post route. Good job catching it for a 19-yard pitch and catch. First possession of the Vikings, and we're about midfield, Bill.
Again, now this time Dixon goes under center. Louis Regal in motion. Takes the snap. Toss pitch back to Boogie Cam and Boogie. Both hands on the ball. Across the 45 to the 46-yard line. A 2-yard gain will bring up second down and 8 for the Vikings.
Haven't seen Dixon under center much when it wasn't in the wing tee this year, but pitches out to Boogie, and always good job by Boogie putting two hands on the ball. Going to bring up second and about 8 yards. 11-15 to go in the first quarter play. No score, the first possession for the Vikings.
This time, Dixon back in the shotgun. He's got Gabe Neighbors in the backfield. Puts him in motion out to the far side. Turns, throws. Tavon Kyle makes the catch, but no place to go. He'll be back to the line of scrimmage, tackled by a host of Indians. Looks like he's led by number 24. That's going to be Michael Nabrara.
Yeah, sent that guy out in motion to get an extra blocker out there on the Viking side of the field. Kyle kind of bobbled it a little bit. It's going to bring up third. And ten.
I'm sorry, a 2-yard loss.
Third and 10, 2 yards on the loss.
Dixon in an empty backfield in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to either side. Trip receivers to the near side. We are on the home side. There's the snap. Turns, looks downfield, and the pass intended for 33, Dez Copeland, but he had a defensive back on his back. That was number 22, Courtney Mills. No flag call. They have no pass interference. So it'll bring up fourth down and 10 as Tyson Shaw will check in along with Dagan Anderson, the long snapper.
Viking coaches were looking for pass interference there, but might have been right as the ball was getting there that the contact was made. It's going to be fourth down and 10. Back deep for the Indians, number 3, Tyler Simmons.
Tyson Shaw standing about the 32. There's the snap. There's the kick. High kick. Going to bounce at about the 20, take a little backwards bounce to the 22, and the Vikings will down it right there. First quarter just underway, 10-10 left in the ballgame.
We do have a flag on the play. Looks like it might be against the Vikings for a legal shift, and it is called as a legal shift.
And let's see what the call will, I mean, whether they accept that penalty. And
guys, I think they're going to make us kick that one again. We got it down to the 22, and they weren't able to get a return. It looks like Coach Hockman's waving them. No, he's declining it, guys. He changed his mind.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment part supply sideline update. It is an illegal shift on the Vikings. The penalty will be declined. McEachern will take over first down and 10, their first possession at their own 22-yard line. Bailey Hockman, the quarterback for McEachern, in the backfield, number 33, Quay Holmes, and number one, Sam Jackson. Wide receivers, two to the far, near side, one to the far side. In the shotgun, Holcomb takes the snap, throws downfield, high pass over to Tyler Simmons. He could not climb the ladder high enough.
Yeah, out in man coverage over there with Quishon Roberts, and the ball was thrown way uncatchable. It was intended for number three, Simmons. This may be their go-to guy tonight. No score, first possession for the McEachern Indians, 10:05 to go in the first quarter. Second and 10 from their own 22-yard line.
Again, Hockman in the shotgun. Jackson and Holmes in the backfield. Twin receivers to the near side. Now one in motion coming across the field. Fakes the handoff. They get him down to his knees at the 15 or 16. It'll be a loss on the play.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to play action. There's something going on back there, but he put a knee down. It's going to be a big loss on the play. Back to the 16-yard line. Hockman's knee went down. It's going to be third and long here for the McEachern Indians.
Third and 16 is what we've got here.
They've got to get it to the 32-yard line, so we're kind of back a little bit of defense up and prevent.
All right, now in the shotgun, he's got trip receivers to the near side. Hand off to Jackson in the backfield. He's got a little bit of a lane. He's picked up and tackled at about the 24-yard line. So the Vikings in there with a great tackle led by number 91,
Logan Neely,
and I was looking for the other number, 81, that is Brandon Buford.
Yeah, Quishon Roberts, Kedrick Clemens able to seal the edge, force him back inside. Keep an eye. Bailey Hockman is their punter tonight, too. We've had some fake punts run on us. You look at last week and then against the Wildcats. So did they see that on film? And let's play discipline football with the quarterback as a punter.
Tyson Harris back deep to receive the punt. There's the kick. Harris is going to let it bounce at about the 40. It's going to roll sideways to about the 44-yard line. The Vikings will have great field position. First down and 10 with 8:45 left in the first quarter. No score.
Yeah, it looks like Hockman was wanting to running into the kicker after the kick. So keep an eye on our pressure we're getting up there. Vikings are going to take over in their second possession. Really good field position for us. Got to keep the third downs going now. I mean, we got to get across midfield and play discipline football.
I said 44, but they do mark it at the 45. So first down and 10 from the 45 for the Vikings. Austin Dixon goes under center. In the backfield, he's got Louis Regal. Gabe Neighbors runs on late. Boogie Kamen in the backfield, fakes the handoff, throws downfield to Xavier Jenkins. Xavier, oh my gosh, the ball was in his hands, folks, and it just bounced off his knees about the 15-yard line. That was going to be six, but Xavier Jenkins can't find the handle.
Yeah, Austin dropped straight back through to the McEachern side, and Xavier had him beat, just wasn't able to bring it in. It was in the breadbasket. It would have been money if he were able to catch that. And, man, they showed on the big screen replay, and it was six, boys.
It was in the breadbasket. All right, second down and 10. Trip wide receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Dixon in the shotgun. Hands off to Boogie Kamen right up the middle. He'll pick up 4, maybe 5 yards. Looks like they're going to mark him at the 49, so a 4-yard gain. Brings up third down for the Vikings.
Yeah, a little zone read there for us. We're able to get some penetration to a manageable third down. Like I keep saying, we've got to have manageable third downs. But we want to hit them quick in the mouth. We're doing a good job containing their defensive front from what I can tell so far.
Third and six, Dixon in the shotgun. He's got twin receivers to this side. Gets number 22 from the Keaton to jump off sides. That's Courtney Mills. It won't be a first down, but it'll put us in third and one position.
As Austin has done so many times this year, he's able to get his cadence to a point where it makes him jump and make it third and one Ball's got to get to the 45-yard line of McEachern for a first down. Third and one, who do we bring in?
Xavier Jenkins does check in. Tavon Kyle out to this side as well. So twin receivers to the far side. In the backfield is Dez Copeland. Louis Regal under center. Hand off to Copeland. Copeland bucks up the middle, picks up about 6 yards, but there's a flag over on the far side.
Yeah, flag on the play. Looks like the line judge on the far side wants to talk about it. The result of the play stands. It'll be first and 10 from the 37-yard line of McEachern, but the officials might have something to say about that.
Dez Copeland just busted up the middle.
Yeah, shoestring tackle there. 7:48 to go in the first quarter. White Hat is about to make the call. Let's see what he says.
It was thrown over on the Viking sideline. And the official makes the call. No flag.
Waving it
out. They were going to get us for a formation there. And they went out and talked. And you can hear Coach Mack telling them that that's not a flag. And they talked about it. Hopefully, I didn't see it, but we're happy about it. We'll take it. First down, Viking.
Thanks, Barney, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
8 yard pickup. Looks like we might have brought in tackle eligible or something kind of funky there, which might have got them thinking. Good job by the officials getting together and discussing it. Vikings take over on the 37-38 yard line.
Dixon back under center. Wide receivers to each side. Fakes the toss pitch to Copeland. Comes around the right side. It's Dixon on the run, and he'll get 11 yards on the carry. First down.
Design rollout. We were looking to maybe dump a little short pass to the fullback or the tight end. And Austin, good job right there. Looking downfield. Saw there was an opening. Good job by Lou. They're making a block. First and 10 for the Vikings on the 27-yard line of McEachern. No score. 7-10 to go in the first quarter.
All right. Dixon now goes back under shotgun. He's got twin receivers to the near side. Single receiver to the far side. Puts one in motion. Tavon Kyle on a jet sweep, and he runs into a host of blue jerseys, and he'll actually lose on the play about 4 yards, and it'll bring up second and 14.
That McEachern defense was able to contain that and get penetration on the edge, and the sweep really wasn't there. Kyle kind of thought about turning the field and going the other way, but a loss on the play there, 4 yard loss, going to bring up second and 14 for the Vikings.
Yeah, Tavon Kyle, a 6 foot, 160-pound sophomore. Sometimes at that age, you'll get better at that. In the shotgun, twin receivers to the near side. Fakes the handoff. Now a toss pitch reverse to Tavon Kyle around the left side. He takes to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and down inside the 10-yard line to about the 6-yard line. First down for the Vikings.
Yeah, we ran like we were in the option. Kyle came in between it, and what I like about that, Tariq Adams downfield blocking. Xavier Jenkins picking up some blocks. These guys throwing it all on the line, playoff football. First and goal for the Vikings on the 7-yard line after the 24-yard pickup.
First down and goal now for the Vikings. Dixon in the shotgun. Tight formation, twin tight ends. And we've got a stoppage of play.
It's going to be offsides against the Indians again.
It is offsides against McEachern.
So your playbook opens up a little bit more now that you get it half the distance down to the 3-yard line. First and goal.
First and goal. Now Dixon goes under center. Two tight end set. Gives to Boogie Cameron right up the middle. And touchdown, Vikings.
Boom! Boogie Cameron, two hands on the ball, 3-yard touchdown. Vikings get on the board first.
Number 11, Boogie Cameron. He is a sure-handed runner. I mean, he covers up both hands on the ball, rushes right up the middle behind that big offensive line, and the Vikings take a 6-0 lead, awaiting the extra point.
Listen, it's something we hadn't seen much out of the Vikings. They might be swinging the gate here, boys.
They're not swinging the gate. They're leaving it open. And there's the toss pitch over to Michael Bennett. In for two.
Two points good.
The Vikings lead 8-0.
Vikings take an 8-point, 8-0 lead. We're going to keep it right here. Probably going to be a TV timeout. Not quite sure. But, hey, something we haven't seen much out of the Vikings. We were in that was a pro set.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen the pistol a lot. We've seen the shotgun. But that looked like a true pro set there. And really able to march the ball down the field, rushing it. That drive, we'll get the drive summary in just a minute from Stubby.
If you're ready, we'll go ahead and go to Taylor Stubbs to get the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
All right, that last drive for your Vikings was 7 plays, 55 yards. That took 2 minutes and 54 seconds off the clock. That resulted in a 4-yard rush by Boogie Cammon. That leaves the game at 8-0 with 5:51 left to go in the first quarter.
Thank you, Stubby, for that Page Heating and Air drive recap. Going to bring the Vikings.
Hey, guys, just going to say I have never seen our sideline so animated and so excited this year. Our fans are in it. We're right here, like I said, we're right in front of the band, and our kids are just feeding off of it. But our defense came out very intense, and then our offense just in. That was one of the best drives we've had all year, despite the drop. Just great electric and atmosphere and intensity down here on the sideline.
Yeah, it looks like the Red Hat is out on the field for a TV timeout. She was not out on the field right after the score, which is when you think they'd come out. So both sides are going to go to their opposing sidelines, and coaches want to talk about it. But we are in a TV timeout right now.
Yeah, and I was looking at the young lady or young man, I'm not sure who it is, out there on the sideline, kind of throwing their hands up like, I didn't know I was supposed to be out here.
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't hear in the headsets. I mean, we obviously know about technical difficulties, but they're out there on the field now, and I imagine that's going to probably be another 60 seconds. But I want to do thank all of our sponsors over this last season that have brought you Lions High Football, and you've heard all their commercials throughout the season. And I do want to thank all of those and remind everybody about the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We do that every Tuesday night, live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games over on Bay Tree Road in Remerton. It is a great environment. We've had some great kids out there this year, some great interviews, coaches, a lot of fans. It's just a great time to come out, have some great pizza, get to know these kids. We talk about it all the time on the show on Tuesday night, about learning who these kids are besides the number on their back.
Absolutely. Win or lose tonight, we will be at the Mill this Tuesday night for the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. And it's something that we thoroughly enjoy. And we've had a bunch of kids come to the show the last couple of weeks.
All right, we're back to live action now as Will Solomon set to kick off for the Vikings. Back deep for McEachran. And I get that number for you, number 25. That is Malik Jordan, and number 3, Tyler Simmons. There's the kick. It's short into the corner. They'll field it about the 12. Reverses field. And there's a lane as it's number 25 on his horse, and they're going to tackle him at about the 47-yard line. They pinned him in the corner, Taylor, but then he came around.
Yeah, we were kicking from the near hash to us, and he kicked it to the far side of the field. Something I don't think we've seen from the Vikings thus far, with Solomon used to just kicking it straight away to the end zone, but it's going to give McEachran really good field possession for their second possession of the ball game. It is a 35-yard return for the Indians.
And
we're going to go ahead and get the band warning out of the way, it looks like.
Bailey Hockman in the shotgun. He's got trip receivers to the far side. Takes the snap, rolls out, looks downfield. Nobody's there. Devon Holmes tackles him in the backfield.
Yeah, Holmes is one of your impact players tonight. Going to drop Bailey Hartman for a loss. It looks like a 12-yard loss on the play. And Devon Holmes, able to get some pressure. Going to be a 13-yard loss. Going to back him up to the 34-yard line.
He's complaining about the band, but until he goes under center, the band can play.
Absolutely.
If he's under center. All right, here we go, Hockman. He's in the backfield. They cannot decide who they need on the field. They're going to have to call a timeout, or they're going to have a... Let's go ahead and take a 60-second break here on the Viking Radio Network. We'll be right back. And we're back here at McEachran High School as, after the timeout, it's Bailey Hockman in the backfield. In the shotgun, he puts a player in motion. Tries to jump off underneath, and he does, but... It's number 40 again, I believe.
49.
49 that time for the Vikings to make the tackle.
Yeah, the offensive line just really let the penetration happen. They were setting up that screen, but good job by number 49, Roderick Williams, snuffing it out. A short pickup there. Vikings do lead the ballgame 8-0, 4:37 to go in the first quarter of play.
Third down now. Third and 18 for the McEachran Indians. Hockman in the backfield. He's got two running backs with him, twin receivers to the far side. fakes the handoff, looks downfield, throws the ball, and he's got a receiver wide open across the middle. He's going to make the catch just at the first down marker. Let's see where they mark him at.
Yeah, it's going to depend on which foot they go with, but great job buying some time, and they're going to call fourth down. They did initial call fourth down.
Will they go for it here? They bring Hockman off this time. Going to go with a Wildcat-type formation. Trying to get him to jump. The quarterback, he moved his body. Sometimes you're going to get a call on the quarterback with that. He's trying to get Lowndes to jump. Makes the first down as he hurdles over the defensive line. They're going to mark him down about the 36-yard line.
Yeah, great offensive play, showing his agility there. Everybody dove low, and he just really hurdled everybody to get the first down.
That was number one, Sam Jackson, in that Wildcat formation. Hockman comes back in. No, he doesn't.
Nope.
Yeah, he does. He's back in. Now I see him in the huddle, in the shotgun. He's got twin receivers to the far side, twin to the near side, and Sam Jackson in the backfield. First down and 10 for McEachern as Lowndes leads 8-0. There's the snap. Looks downfield. Looks, throws, and again, a real high pass. This time intended for, that's number 15?
That is 15.
Number 15, that is Brandon Smith. Incomplete, second down and 10 now for McEachern.
Yeah, we didn't bring as many guys upfield on pressure and dropped some in coverage, so we didn't get the pressure on Houghton and had plenty of time to throw, but he was just a little bit high on the pass. Going to bring up second and 10.
Second down and 10. Hockman, empty backfield, in the shotgun. Now he puts one in motion, hands off around the side. It's a sweep, and nowhere to go as he was going to be tackled right there at the line of scrimmage. Looks like that's Kedrick Clemens out there, number 25, leading the tackle.
Good job by Kedrick shedding the block, and they were trying to get to the end sideline there to get up to it. It's going to bring up third and about 11, maybe 10. For the Indians, ball is on the 37-yard line of the Vikings. Vikings still leading 8-0, 2:41 to go in the first quarter.
McEachern trying to get themselves set offensively as tripped wide receivers to the near side. There's the snap. Throws into the backfield, trying to get a block downfield, and no, he can't get it. Kedrick Clemens is there to kind of trip it up. That'll bring up fourth down now for McEachern, fourth and about 8.
Yeah, you're kind of in no man's land here as far as a field goal or going for it, so you might look to see them go for it here.
It does look like they're going to go for it. Hockman goes to the sideline. He gets the play back into the huddle. Fourth down and 8 for the Indians. They send those trip receivers to the right side now. Empty backfield. Takes the snap. There's a whistle. Timeout, Lowndes. With that, we're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. And we're back here live at McEachern High School with 1:52 left in the first quarter. Vikings leading 8-0.
Yeah, you're back in the Commercial Banking Company press box here at Cantrell Stadium.
Thanks.
In Powder Springs, Georgia. Got a big fourth down for the Indians. They have made it into Viking territory, ball in the 34-yard line. We determined it's no man's land as far as the field goal goes. So Hotman's going to bring the McEachern offense back on the field.
All right, this time he's got, again, the trip stack receivers to his right. Puts two in motion. Sends number 15 wide out to the right. Empty backfield. Takes the snap. Looks downfield. He's got number 80. He's right there at the sticks. He's going to be really close. He's probably right there at the sticks. It is first down. Number 80 for them. One of their... Christian Robinson, their tight end.
Yeah, we had Justin Smith on the near side. I was playing a little cushion defense. 80's a pretty big boy, just able to get to the sticks and turn around. The ball was right there for the first down.
All right. They put Sam Jackson in motion. Give it to him around the right side. He finds the corner, and he's hit hard at about the 20-yard line. It'll pick up about 5. It'll be second and 5.
Yeah, speed sweep was snuffed out by the Vikings previously in this possession, but they were able to get across the penetration there and get to the outside. Going to bring up second and
5-4. There's the snap. Again, hands off to Jackson around the left side this time. bounces off a defender, and he's picked up and carried by number 51, but there's no call. 51 picked up one and rolled him over and carried him for the first down inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Sam Jackson looks to be one of those guys that's not going to go down at first contact. They've got McEachern at first and goal from the Viking 8-yard line, 1 minute and 12 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Again, in the shotgun, two in motion, and there's the flag. Hockman with nowhere to go. Runs outside, looks downfield, and he has to slide at about the 11, but he had two players in motion for the McEachern Indians. That'll be a penalty.
Yeah, both of the guys kind of in the slot decided to come in motion, and going to be an illegal shift called on the Indians, so they're going to back them up.
Guys, I don't know that they will, because the quarterback took a knee to, down the ball in the backfield, so we might can decline that and take the play.
Make it second.
Yeah, we're going to decline it, guys.
Yeah, Coach, you're absolutely right, Marty. Coach Mack is talking about declining it.
He gave up on the play and just rolled around and just laid down.
Thanks.
He could take the play.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. And that is going to be the case. Illegal shift against the Indians. The penalty is declined. That'll bring up second down. The result of the play moves the ball back to the 11-yard line.
Yeah, Vikings jumped out early to an 8-0 ball lead after the successful two-point conversion in a 3-yard run by Billy Cannon. McEachern, this is their first opportunity to get in the red zone. 59 seconds to go in the first quarter of play.
Hockman now, he's got two backs in the backfield with him. Takes the snap, looks downfield, looks to his right, dumps off underneath. He's got Sam Jackson. Sam breaks away, and he's going to stretch across the goal line and a touchdown for the Indians.
Yeah, Hockman was reading his progressions and just checked it down all the way to the running back, dumped it to him, and weren't able to make an open field tackle. Jackson's going to get it in the end zone for McEachern's first points of the ball game.
Jackson has been their weapon so far tonight. He's got great speed, and he's very elusive as McEachern's going to line up for the extra point attempt. Lowndes has 8. McEachern was 6, awaiting the extra point. There's the snap, the kick, it's up. It's good, and Lowndes leads 8-7. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. There's the kickoff by Dominguez, fielded by Xavier Jenkins as he loses his footing at about the 24-yard line, but a good return again by the Vikings. Let's go to Taylor Stubbs for a Page Heating and Air drive recap.
That last drive for the Indians was 12 plays, 53 yards, that lasted 5 minutes and 10 seconds, and they kicked the PAT, which gives Lowndes the lead 8-7 because Lowndes went for the two-point conversion with 35 seconds remaining in the first quarter.
Thank you, Stubby, for that Page Heating and Air drive recap.
And as Taylor said, 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Vikings, first down and 10 from the 24. Dixon in the shotgun. Hands off to Copeland around the left side. Copeland tries to find a little stretch room, can't find it. He'll be tackled at about the 27.
Yeah, Dez needed to make one guy miss, and he wasn't able to get open field tackle there by the Indians. Still able to get some yards on that play. Looks like about 3-yard pickup. The Vikings are going to have second and 7 from the 27-yard line.
Dixon in the shotgun. Looks to the sideline. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter with our Vikings leading 8-7 over the McEachern Indians. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at McEachern High School as our Lowndes High Vikings head into the second quarter against the McEachern Indians leading 8-7. We scored on a 4-yard touchdown run, got the two-point conversion, and then on a 12-play drive, McEachern's able to come down the field, get 6 on the board, kick the extra point, and that's where we stand right now.
Yeah, think about it, though. They had to, they survived a big third down. It was like third and 15, thanks, Debbie.
Yeah.
Third and 15, they were able to make the completion, and they survived the fourth down as well, that they were able to keep their drive alive. So I like what we're doing defensively so far, even though we gave up some points. I like what we're doing offensively as well. We got to sustain sustain a drive here for the Vikings on offense.
Well, offensively, it will be second and 7 for the Vikings at our own 27-yard line. There is the red hat out on the field. Of course, this game broadcast by GPB Television. And so there are TV timeouts periodically, and they are in a timeout right now. One of the things that I'm watching a lot of the live action and trying to give our listeners the play-by-play, have you taken a chance to really look around the line and see? I mean, we talked about number 99 for McEachran. How are we able to contain him so far?
Yeah, so far I think we've done a pretty decent job containing him. When Austin has thrown the ball, it seems like he's had some protection. And I don't remember seeing Rochester as being a guy making tackles. It seems like our tackles are being made in the secondary and on the edges. So, if we can play away from their off defensive line and protect when we do need to pass the ball, I think we may have a little success tonight against the Indians.
Yeah, another one we're watching, of course, is number 77. That's Andre Tarver for McEachran. Also another big defensive lineman, 6'2", 290-pound senior. So far in the first quarter, it looks like, as you said, we've been able to kind of contain that.
Yeah, offense through one quarter so far. We have total offense 59 yards on 12 plays. They have 55 yards on 15 plays.
All right, while we got just 1 second, Taylor Stubbs, what do you got for us on scores?
I have an update on scores. Camden is tied with Hillgrove 7-7, and Colquitt leads North Paulding 12-0.
All right, back to live action. Dixon in the backfield. Hands off up the middle. That's Dez Copeland. Dez almost breaks it loose. He's going to have about a 14, 15-yard gain. We'll get you the exact numbers on that in just a moment, but it's a first down for the Vikings.
Man, we ran it right up the gut, and he was able to pick a 16-yard gain, and it was a trip away from being six. A little bit of overflow from Tiff. Dez doing a good job rushing the ball tonight.
Dixon in the shotgun, takes the snap. Again, hands off to Copeland right up the middle. This time they're waiting on him. And that's big number 77. We talked about him. Tarver makes the tackle in the backfield for a one-yard loss.
Yeah, Tarver equally as big up front as number 99 Rochester, and he really got penetration up there off the right side of our offensive line to give us a one-yard loss. Going to bring up second and 11, 11:25 to go in the first half. Vikings do lead 8-7.
Dixon in the shotgun. He's got twin receivers to both sides. Takes the snap, looks. High pass over to Tavon Kyle. Not big enough to climb that ladder, and it's going to be incomplete. That'll bring up third and 12 for the Vikings.
Yeah, what I liked about that is Dixon had time to throw that. We were forming a pocket for him. He was protected very well, and just delivered a little high there to Kyle on the reception.
All right, third down and 11 for the Vikings. Again, twin receivers to both sides. He's got Boogie Kamen in the backfield. Dixon starts to make the call, looks to the sideline. Gives the updated call to his offensive line. There's the snap. Looks. And nobody there as Tavon Kyle was the intended receiver. But again, a high throw, but maybe a good one as Austin Dixon had to throw over the defenders.
Yeah, I think we double teamed Rochester on that to give extra protection. And only one receiver is what we were looking at. Kyle was not able to come down with another high throw. Going to bring up another punting situation for the Vikings.
Tyson Shaw sets a punt. He's standing about the 30. And there are two defenders back, number 15. And there is the kick. It's going to be fielded, muffed by number 15, but he picks it right back up. And there to meet him is number 49 for the Vikings, number 12. That's Fred Stewart. And number 49 for the Vikings, that is Roderick Williams. And it will be first down and 10 for the McEachran Indians at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, ball bounced right back into his gut after dropping it and wasn't able to get too much on the return. 33-yard kick and a one-yard return. Sorry about that.
All right, McEachran back out on offense now. Bailey Hockman, their quarterback, in the shotgun. He sends two wide receivers to the far side, two to the near side. He's got Sam Jackson in the backfield with him. Fakes the handoff, throws downfield to his big tight end, and that's going to be his target right now as he picks up about 15 yards on the throw.
Yeah, a little post route right there after the play action, and Kershawn wasn't able to get in between him and the ball. Really just an easy pitch and catch to the big tight end.
Yeah, Christian Robinson, number 80, 6'6", 230 pounds. First down and 10 for the Indians. There's the snap, hands off around the backside, and that's Jackson. What speed he's got around the left side. He finds the hole, and he's going to pick up 9, maybe 10 on the run as Fred Stewart's there to run him out of bounds.
Yeah, good job by Herschel Brookings, not falling for the play to the near side of the field, but still going to be a first down, and McEachran gets into Viking territory, ball on the 47-yard line, of the Vikings. 10:37 to go in the first half of play. Vikings still lead 8-7.
Hockman in the shotgun. He's got Jackson behind him. Twin receivers to the far side. Looks downfield. He's got a receiver, number 13, and it goes right through his hands. No catch as Tyson Harris is there to tackle him immediately. Yeah. No catch, second down.
Yeah, they were trying to go deep on us there. Hockman stepped up. He really had a bunch of real estate if he decided to run it, but did not decide to run it, and really just unable to come down with the catch by the Indians.
All right, that'll bring up second down and 10 as Hockman again in the shotgun. Twin receivers. He puts one in motion. Hands off to Jackson up the middle. He finds a hole. He fumbles. And it looks like the Vikings have the ball. They do say Viking football.
Absolutely. Yeah, a little inside draw there, looks like. And number one fumbled it.
It looks like number one caused it.
Yeah, number one might have caused it. Number one fumbled it and recovered by the Vikings. So Vikings going to take over first and 10 from their own 38-yard line. 10:25 to go in the first half. We talked about it in pregame. We need some breaks to go our way, but we also need to capitalize on them.
Yeah, we do. That was number one, Michael Barrett, who reached his arm out, caused the fumble, and the Vikings recover first down and 10. Vikings leading 8-7. The difference is a two-point conversion versus an extra point. Austin Dixon brings the offense out to the field. He's got twin receivers to the near side. He sends Xavier Jenkins to the far side. He's got two running backs in the backfield. Hands off. That's to Dez Copeland. Dez comes around the left side. He'll pick up maybe 3 yards.
Yeah, the play clock was running down pretty quick there. We had to get a snap. Dez able to pick up some positive yards, though. And if we get some blocks sealed out there on the outside, we might be able to break one of these.
Dez checks out. In comes Gabe Neighbors and Louis Regal. Dixon goes under center. Barks tries to get him to jump off sides. No call. Now he goes back under center. Two backs in the backfield. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff to Boogie Cameron. Looks downfield and overthrows Tavon Kyle. It was a post pattern. Kyle held up a little bit and the ball was thrown long, incomplete.
Yeah, the one thing Austin did was only give his guy a chance to catch it, threw it far enough where the defender for McEachern wasn't able to get to it. Going to bring up third down and 7 for the Vikings after the fumble.
Dixon goes into shotgun. He's got Boogie Cameron behind him. Twin receivers. He brings Gabe Neighbors in tight. Fakes the handoff. Across the middle is Dylan Presley. And he makes a catch over the middle on the McEachern side of the field at a Viking first down.
Yeah, the play action really got the linebacker to make a decision. Austin pulled it out of the gut, hit Presley for a first down, and we get across midfield. The pitch and catch for the Vikings was a 16-yard pass reception. 9:25 to go in the first half. Vikings lead 8-7.
Dixon goes under center, takes the snap, hands off to Boogie Cameron over the middle. Boogie down to the 40-yard line. I think we've done this long enough this year. Boogie, of course, James Cameron. Everybody called him Boogie. His mama called him Boogie when he was a little baby. And that's where the nickname came from, and that's where it stuck.
Picks up positive yards, 3 yards on the carry.
Second down and 7 for the Vikings. Play comes in from the sideline. Dixon in the shotgun, in the backfield. Louis Regal and Dez Copeland. He brings his receiver in tight. Fakes the toss pitch, goes right up the middle, and he's going to be tackled. The quarterback, Austin Dixon, crosses over the 35-yard line. It'll bring up third and short for the Vikings.
Yeah, Austin liked what he saw with faking the pitch and decided to keep it. Going to bring up a very manageable third down for the Vikings. Third and about two, maybe a long two. Ball on the 35-yard line, just across the 35-yard line. Vikings do lead 8-7 with 8:17 to go in the first half of play.
Yeah, the Vikings will need to cross the 33-yard line for a first down. Dixon.
Wing T.
Under center. He is in a wing T formation. Strong side right. Hands to Michael Barrett. Michael tries to go across the 35. He's second effort. And where are they going to mark him? He's going to be tight. It is going to be close. They are marking right now on the 33-yard line. We said to begin this play,
he
had to cross the 30.
Guys, he got to the 33 on the second, really his third effort. Great job, Michael Barrett, to fight for that ball. He got to the 33. That's a first down.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. As we are in the second quarter here, 7:55 left in the quarter. Vikings leading 8-7, and they're marching down the field on the McEachern side of the field now at the 33-yard line.
Yeah. Got to give an assist to Tariq Adams on that play, too, right late in the game, late in the play there. He came in with a big push and helped Michael Barrett get that first down.
Dixon now goes into the shotgun. Again, we've got Louis Regal and Michael Barrett in the backfield. It sends Tavon Kyle in motion. Hands off to Michael Barrett. Michael finds a hole around the right side. Makes the turn. Pushes up that bolt. Puts his shoulder down and plows forward for about an 11-yard gain and another Viking first down.
What heart Michael Barrett is showing. Got his tongue hanging out after coming off the defensive side of the ball. Gives two big first downs there for Barrett after the 12-yard gain. Our ball is on the 21-yard line of McEachern. 7:32 to go in the first half of play.
Dixon in the shotgun. He's got Barrett again in the backfield. Follows his block right up the middle. And he's going to push forward for about a 2 or 3 yard gain, but there is a flag thrown on the far side of the field.
Marty, that flag was right in front of you. Did you see what happened there, man?
I did not, guys. I think he's calling for a hold, but I'm not sure. They're talking about it, and I don't know. I can't see what they're trying to say. But
I think he said false start, Marty.
We'll get the call right
false
here.
False start would be dead ball, so it must have been illegal formation or something of that nature.
We'll get the call here. He does talk to McEachern as far as, do you want to take the penalty? The coaches are saying on this side of the field, yes, take the penalty. That'll march them back 5. Bring up 1st and 15.
Yeah, I think you take it there because we had positive gain on the play. If they declined it, it's been 2nd and about 7 or 8. So they do take the penalty. He's going to back the Vikings up to the 26-yard line. Going to bring up 1st and 15 for the Vikings here.
Guys, up. Mason, we had too many men in the backfield. He said both our receivers on this side was in the backfield, and that was a call.
Okay.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Vikings come to the line of scrimmage. Austin Dixon in the shotgun. He's got Dez Copeland in the backfield. Fakes the run. Goes downfield. He's got Tavon Kyle, and just outside the outstretched arms of Tavon Kyle. They faked it, and Tavon Kyle did a little hook there. Went to the corner, nobody was with him, and unfortunately just overthrown.
Kyle made a stick move there where he ran down about the 10-yard line, had the defender where he wanted him, and said, look, boys, I'm going to the sideline to catch this just out of his outreached arms and not able to come in. We've got some guys in space open. We just got to be able to get the ball to them.
All right, it's 2nd down and 15 now. Ball on the 26-yard line. Dixon in the shotgun. He's got Copeland in the backfield. He sends Tavon Kyle in motion. Hands off to Copeland around the left side, and he's going to be tackled for a 5-yard loss or 4-yard loss. Back to about the 29.
Yeah, great penetration there by the McEachern defense. Was able to get us in the backfield. Did see 91, their linebacker, come off the previous play.
Also, in that last play, you saw 13 and 33 kind of run into each other as well. Dixon in the backfield, empty backfield. Trip receivers to the far side. Twin to the near side. He's got Xavier Jenkins and Gabe Neighbors to this side. On the other side, Michael Barrett. He brings in motion. Sweeps. Looks. Tries to find somebody open downfield. Looks. Turns. Throws. And we got the catch. I think it's 1 foot down. Oh! They say, nope, he bobbled it on the way down. It was not going to be enough for a first down, but it was a throw.
Guys, he got shoved in the air, and his foot came down about 3 inches outside the line. Great effort there by not only Tavon Kyle, but Austin Dixon, but he was out of bounds when he came down.
All right, that brings up 4th down, and a decision here is, do we go for it? Do you punt? It's kind of, as you said earlier, Taylor, a no man's land, really too far for a high school field goal in most cases.
Nah, they're gonna put it down. It's gonna be about a 46-yard attempt.
Yep, they are. 36-yard is where they're gonna mark it. 46-yard field goal attempt from Will Solomon. Dagan Anderson, your snapper. Austin Dixon to hold. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. It's got the distance. and it's good.
Boom.
A 46-yard field goal by Will Solomon, and the Vikings go up with three more points, 11-7 here in the second quarter with 6 minutes and 5 seconds left. We're going to take a 60-second break here on the Viking Radio Network. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at McEachern High School, as our Lounge High Vikings have taken 11-7 lead over the McEachern Indians. Let's go to Taylor Stubbs for a Page Heating and Air drive recap.
All right, that last drive from your Lounge Vikings started with a fumble picked up by your Vikings, which lasted 11 plays, 34 yards, which took 4 minutes, 20 seconds off the clock. That gives Lounge 11-7 lead with 6:05. That resulted from a Will Solomon bomb. It was from 46 yards away that made it through the uprights right down the middle.
Thank you, Stubby, for that Page Heating and Air drive recap. You'll be talking in the break. The Solomon family is very well known to the kicking game here for the Vikings, and both have got great legs. You know, that last kickoff we had to the Indians,
yeah,
something different that we hadn't really seen all year. Let's let Will kick it into the end zone.
Yeah.
Make him go 80 yards. I think you're going to have to make the McEachern offense get everything that they need to tonight, and don't give them anything big like a 40-yard kickoff,
yeah,
return.
Well, I tell you, so far here in the first half, it's been exciting. Lowndes has played with the number one team out of Region 4, but you and I were talking off-air right before during that commercial about we've got to play all the way to the end. This is a game that you cannot let up. You're going to have to play all the way to the final tick of the clock in the fourth quarter. And right now the Vikings appear to be doing that, but they're going to have to continue and just stay with it throughout this entire game. We've got 6 minutes, 5 seconds left here in the first half. Vikings leading 11-7. All right, Solomon set to kick off for the Vikings. And you're right, he did something a little different last time. Let's see if he tries to really shove it all the way into the end zone this time. It's a little cooler. The ball doesn't travel as far when the ball's cool. So Simmons back deep along with number 15, Brandon Smith. There's your kick. It's high again, and it's going to be fielded by Simmons over on the left side. He finds a little gap over to this side, and he's going to be pulled down. There's going to be a horse collar as we had to grab him from the backside and bring him down.
Guys, he got a horse collar, but we got, I think, a block in the back on this side of the field as well. Either hold or block in the back on this side.
Yeah, two flags on the play.
Thanks, Marty. There is a flag on the far side, one on the near side. Let's get what those calls are.
Personal foul.
Horse collar. And we got another flag, which they have not acknowledged yet from the other side. The referee has had to be told by his umpire. Let's see what the other call is. A lot of conversation. Of course, we know the call was against the Vikings, but his mechanics really didn't tell us where it was. Let's see what the call is here. Block in the back against McEachern. They offset. First down from the mark.
Now we're going to re-kick it.
He pointed this way and did his arm motion as first down and 10, McEachern.
They're going to re-kick it.
But that's not what he did.
I know. Yeah, the mechanics by the official there were off. So
they were off, because you're exactly right, though. You look down here, and we are going to kick it again, as they've got number 3, Tyler Simmons, and number 15, Brandon Smith, back deep for McEachern. Will Solomon will have to come back out and kick it again.
So offsetting penalties, one against the Vikings, one against the Indians, are going to make a re-kick here.
Sorry, that was clear as mud as it was going on, but that is exactly what the call is. We're going to just start it over. Lowndes to kick off, leading 11-7 with his 5:53 left in the ballgame.
We've seen two kickoffs for Will Solomon so far that have been high pooch kicks down to around the 5 to 10-yard line. We know he's got the leg to get it in the end zone, but for some reason this is the kickoff we want to go with.
All right. He approaches the ball. There's the kick. Again, a high kick. Simmons from the 3, right up the middle this time, and he is crushed. On the tackle, number 23, Herschel Brookings, and now there's another flag.
it's going to be a little extracurricular activity there after the play.
I was not. I see number 24. They're pulling him off. Number 4 for Lowndes.
It's going to be on the Vikings. Going to be on the Vikings.
You think?
Yeah, it's going to be on the Vikings. Pretty sure.
I think it's one of those second man things. We are getting blocked pretty late there, and I think we might have taken offense to it, and they might have got us out here on the 30-yard line.
They were only able to get the kickoff back to about the 16-yard line, but after the play, let's see if anything's added to that or not.
All right, here's the call from the referee. We'll see if he has a little better handle on this.
Whoa.
One.
Guys, they're going back with it. This call will be on them. Their number 13 was blocking our guy after the whistle. Our guy did take a little offense to it, but they did see the block that was late and got them half a distance to the goal.
Wow, I could have swore that was going to be against the Vikings. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. So it does back the Indians up inside their own 10-yard line. They're going to take over first and 10 from the 8-yard line. 5:47 to go in the first half of play. Vikings are leading 11-7.
All right. Hockman, your quarterback, in the shotgun. He's got two backs in the backfield with him. Twin receivers to the near side. Brings one in motion. And that's going to be number 1 on the sweep. And he's going to pick up about 8 yards. That's Sam Jackson, their running back. Got ahead of steam rolling downhill.
Jackson's one of those real shifty running backs that when he gets going north and south, it can make you miss. And that's exactly what he did on the near side of the field. Got into open space and was able to make some guys miss. Still going to be short of the first down. Second.
And a long one.
And a long one, maybe even 2 yards.
Hockman again in the shotgun, empty backfield. Takes Jackson. Hands off to the back. Comes outside. Tyson Harris has a handle on him. And they're going to bring him down about the 26-yard line in a first down.
Yeah, they're running a guy in motion, and he's not passing it, but it's kind of a draw play that they run right up the gut, and they're able to get some yardage, positive yardage on us. Get it out to the 26-yard line. 5:08 to go in the first half of play. Vikings are leading 11-7.
All right, again, they have Sam Jackson in the backfield. In the shotgun is Hockman. He's got a wide receiver far to the near side here to our side. Spread wide. Puts one in motion. Looks downfield. He's got C.J. Windham across the middle, number 7. That's C.J. Windham, a wide receiver, 6'3". Comes across the middle for a huge gain and a first down for the McEachern Indians.
And the ball gets out to the 48-yard line. Really a design play specifically for him. And some big yardage on the play, 22 yards on the pickup.
All right, they toss pitch this time to Jackson around the left side, right side. He's got open real estate, makes a cut across the middle, and he'll be tackled at about the 15-yard line. They're going to mark it inside the 15 at the 14.
Yeah, that same speed option there by Jackson, who's real shifty, able to find some open space, weren't able to contain it, able to get down inside the Viking red zone after a 38-yard pickup. Ball on the 14-yard line of the Vikings. 4:32 to go in the first half.
They are in the Blanton and Griffin red zone here. There's the snap. Looks downfield. Throws it up high. It's tight end and too high for number 80, Christian Robinson. 6'6", you got to throw it really high to get out of his range.
Yeah, that's a couple passes now that we've seen Hotman throw high. But the good thing about it is he's not throwing it where a defender can get his hands on it, rushing a guy off the field.
They're going hurry up. There's the snap in the shotgun. Hands off to Jackson around the left side. Finds a hole, and he's going to cakewalk into the end zone. And Jackson, that was his drive, as he was able to get the McEachern Indians inside and into the end zone. As McEachern now takes the lead, 13-11, awaiting the extra point.
Yeah, they're really just running a couple of two big plays there, some speed sweeps where they get Jackson into some space and we're not able to contain that outside perimeter and able to just walk into the end zone.
McEachern lines up for the extra point. Number 16, Dominguez. Kicks. It's up. It's good. And the Indians take the lead 14-11 with 4:14 left in the half. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. They went and welcome back to the CBC Bank press box here at McEachern High School. McEachern has now taken the lead 14-11. Dominguez set to kick off. back deep for our Vikings. Number four, Tyson Harris, and number six, Xavier Jenkins. Here's the kick. Tyson Harris is going to let it roll into the end zone. It'll be a touchback, first down and 10 for the Vikings from the 20. Let's go to Taylor Stubbs for a pay cheating and air drive recap.
McEachern responded to Lyons' field goal for the last drive. They scored a touchdown on six plays, 84 yards. It took 1 minute and 51 seconds off the clock. That resulted in a 14-yard rush by Samuel Jackson. That gives McEachern a 14-11 lead with 4:14 to go in the first half.
Thank you, Stubby, for that page hitting and air drive recap. McEachern responded pretty well right there, Bill. They drove down the field on very few plays, had to go long field. And Vikings need to do the exact same thing. Got plenty of time. Got two timeouts. And, 4:14 to go to do it.
All right. Viking offense takes the field. And the play clock's down to 13 seconds. They've already started that play clock. Austin Dixon's going to have to take the snap here pretty quick. Play clock down to 7, 6. Puts one in motion. He's in the shotgun. Takes the snap with 1 second on the play clock. Tries to find a hole. And he's going to go nowhere. Tackled for about a 2-yard loss.
Yeah, Austin on the design quarterback draw from the near side of the field. Was not able to get the opening that he thought he was going to have. Just went down after a 2-yard loss. Going to bring up 2nd and 12 for the Vikings.
Well, I know he had to get that ball snapped quickly. He came from the sideline, and they had already started the play clock. And we've got to be a little more aware of that coming off the sideline. 2nd down now and 12 for the Vikings. Dixon goes under center now. He's got Copeland in the backfield. Little flea flicker.
Got him beat.
He tries to get to Xavier Jenkins. The ball just lays out flat.
Underthrew him,
and it's intercepted on the 50 by the McEachern Indians, and that was what we didn't need.
Yeah, we ran a flea flicker there, hoping to get him to bite, and the DBs did not bite on it. They intercept the ball at the 50-yard line. 3 minutes and 29 seconds left to go in the first half. Short field for the Indians.
Well, a little underthrown, but I think thrown more to the post.
Yeah.
Because that's where Jenkins was going. The ball actually faded out, and that gave the defender an opportunity to make the interception.
We didn't sell it enough, too. Our receivers got to sell that a little bit more. They didn't quite sell it enough and ended up being underthrown.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment part supply sideline update. Hoffman in the backfield. Fakes the handoff, looks downfield. He's got a receiver running deep down the field. That's C.J. Lindham, and it's knocked away. Looks like by number 17 for the Vikings as he was there to block it away, Justin Smith.
Yeah, you got Justin Smith, 5'6", going up against the big, tall receiver, C.J. Lindham, 6'3". And I think he was in position, but really just not able to catch the ball there by Lindham. Smith, maybe if he was a little bit taller, he might have been able to make a play on the ball.
2nd and 10 for McEachern. They get one in motion. That's number 3, Simmons. He finds a hole around the right side. Gets all the way down to about the 26-yard line on a toss sweep. About a 20-yard gain and a first down for McEachern. They're beating us not in the air, but on the ground.
Yeah, we don't have an answer thus far for them on the speed sweeps. Not able to contain, and they're in a hurry up there, and we're not able to respond.
There we go. Hockman, empty backfield in the shotgun. Puts Jackson in motion, hands off to him around the left side. This time we make a tackle, but he still picks up about 3 or 4. This time he didn't go outside, cut it back inside.
Yeah, had some space to the outside, but chose to cut it back inside. Still a positive gain. 2nd and about 7. 2 minutes, 52 seconds to go in the half.
Hockman takes the snap from the shotgun, gives it to Simmons around the left side. He just bowls over one of our defenders, but we tackle him before he makes the first down. He's going to be about 3 yards short around that left side.
Yeah, we got an injured Viking on the play.
Somebody took a shoulder as Simmons came around that left side.
Guys, Michael Barrett was a little slow to get up, but Roderick Williams is down over here. It looks like he's grabbing his shoulder. He took a pretty hard lick right at the sideline. Actually delivered a very hard lick, but he is down now. And I do believe they're working on his shoulder. We'll keep an eye on it here.
All right, Marty, thanks for that equipment part supply sideline update. It got him short about 3 or 4 yards from the first down marker. They are inside the 20. They've got to get down to the 16, it looks like, for a first down. So it's 3rd and about 3 as he continues to work on him down there on the sideline, Coach Peeplo, the athletic trainer. They do get him set up now.
Yeah, they're really killing us on one play, Bill, just picking which side they want to run it to. And a little speed sweep where they're bringing the guy in motion. And Williams is up to his feet now, walking off on his own. Of course, Williams is one of our leaders on this team, senior leader, outside linebacker. And on that speed sweep, your outside linebacker is very important. So who we bring in here to replace him with this speed sweep going on is going to be very critical for the Viking defense.
All right, third down and three for McEachran inside the Viking 20-yard line. 2:38 left in the ball game. McEachran leading 14-11. McEachran is going to leave two wide receivers to the near side here. Hockman in the backfield. He's got Simmons, fakes the handoff, rolls, looks downfield, and his wide receiver cannot hold on to it. That was number 15 again. That is Brandon Smith. The ball just over his hands. He touched it, but couldn't bring it in.
Yeah, Corshawn Roberts, I think, was in position to make a good play, and it is fourth down. Looks like they're going to go for it. So everybody's got to get back to line of scrimmage quick. McEachran's trying to run it fast here.
Empty backfield, trying to get him to jump, makes a hard count. Hockman looks to the sideline. Now he steps back again into the shotgun. Again, continues the hard count.
Plenty of time on the play clock. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 7, 5.
And they're going to call a timeout with 2 seconds left on the play clock. And I imagine they're going to go out and try a field goal here.
Yeah, I would think after that they're going to try to kick the field goal here. It's going to be a makeable field goal.
What we've seen from Dominguez as far as his kickoffs, you've got to think he's got the leg.
The clock is running for some strange reason after a timeout.
Not at McEachran.
No.
Yeah, not at McEachran. We've never had a clock problem here, have we, guys?
Yeah, I mean, they took a lot of time off that clock.
It was at least 2:11, I think, when they started, so 7 seconds. But, guys, I did a little update on Roderick. He came off the field. He was in a lot of pain. It looked like something with his shoulder, like maybe his shoulder came out, but it went back in, and he was screaming on the field in pain. They got him up, walked out, and he turned around and said, "Okay, I want to go back in." They said, "Well, it's going to have to put you in a harness." But he's okay. He's over here on the sidelines lobbying to get back in the game now.
All right, the timeout by McEachran. They tried to get us to jump on a 4th-and-3. And we're sitting here contemplating. We see Dominguez, number 16, their kicker, warming up on the edge of the field. So you got to believe they're probably going to come out and try a field goal here.
He's got a 36-yarder, I would say. Depends on where they put it down.
Yeah, the ball marked just at the 19. Depends on where they actually mark it. The Viking defense has come back onto the field. It's a long 30-second timeout. I think they're trying to correct the clock.
The referee just announced to please reset the clock to 2:15, so they added 11 seconds back onto the clock.
All right, 2 minutes, 15 seconds left here in the half. McEachran leading now 14-11.
They run back in the offense.
They did. They looked like they were going to kick the field goal. And now Hockman comes back in. He's got two backs in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. Toss pitch to number one. And will he get it? He reaches forward. And they're going to say he's got the first down on the stretch.
Wow.
Sam Jackson, a very polished runner, was going to be stopped. But he just reached out and laid the ball across the line. They're going to say, I think, first down. Let's see.
Marty, can you see it?
It is a first down.
They do call it a first down. And they ran the field goal team out there, and then they ran them right back off, and trying to get the Vikings confused, but our defense was in position there, just not able to make the play.
All right, Hockman, empty backfield in the shotgun. First down and 10 now for the Indians. They fake the handoff. The throw across the middle, C.J. Windham, and he does make the catch at about 9 yards, and I think the 6-yard line. Are they going to give him the first down? Yes, they are. It is a catch.
Yeah, number
for
seven.
For 10 yards and a first down.
Yeah, it's going to be first and goal, ball on the 6-yard line of the Vikings. 1 minute and 58 seconds to go in the first half of play. Each team does have two timeouts.
Hockman in the backfield, Little handoff to Jackson around the right side. Jackson still on his feet. Reaches out. Is he going to be in the end zone?
No.
They say no, he's down at the one. Again, he tried to stretch across the end zone. I'm sorry, that was Simmons, number three, on the carry that time, not Jackson.
Yeah, McEachern hurrying back to the line of scrimmage.
Hockman goes under center this time. There's the whistle. There's the snap. Gives it to Jackson. He jumps up and over the end zone, and that is a touchdown for McEachern.
Yeah, so after the interception that we tried to run on the flea flicker, McEachern able to score 20-11 lead, awaiting the extra point. 1:22 in the first half of play. So McEachern's answering the call thus far, Bill.
Yeah, they really are. I think offensively we got to get back out with these last 2 minutes, do something with the ball. But then defensively, we're going to have to find the answer to that jet sweep, toss sweep. There's the kick. It's up. It's good. McEachern leads 21-11. We're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at McEachern High School, as McEachern has taken a 21-11 lead over the Vikings. Set to kick off for McEachern, number 16, Cesar Dominguez. Back deep, Xavier Jenkins and Tyson Harris for our Vikings. Here's the kick. Deep kick. That's going to send Xavier Jenkins back into the end zone and a touchback. Let's go to Taylor Stubbs for a Page Heating and Air drive recap.
That last drive for McEachern was 9 plays, 50 yards. That lasted 2 minutes and 7 seconds, which gave McEachern a 10-point lead, 21-11, with 1 minute and 22 seconds left in the second quarter.
Thank you, Stubby, for that Page Heating and Air drive recap.
All right, Vikings now with 1:22 left in the half, trailing by 10. Let's see what our Viking offense can do as Austin Dixon brings them onto the field in the shotgun. He's got Dez Copeland and Louis Regal in the backfield with him. Hands off to Dez Copeland around the right side. Finds a little bit of a hole. Cannot get his feet picked up and down before he picks up about 6 or 7 yards, but he's shoestring tackled.
Man, it seems like every time Dez is just a shoestring tackle away from breaking one big. Got to be able to shuffle those feet and maybe even high step a little
bit.
Well,
I'm going to say he's a stride runner, not a high step runner. Second down. Dixon in the shotgun. Sends Regal to the other side. Now he's got Copeland around this left side, and he takes so long getting around the corner that the defense for McEachern able to make a stop in the backfield, no gain.
45 seconds left to go in the first half of play. Going to bring up third down and about 3. Ball is on the 27-yard line of the Vikings, and clock is put back into motion. And we might be okay with just letting this play clock run down as well as the game clock. We do have to take one more snap, though.
All right, here in the shotgun, Austin Dixon tried to get people to jump. Nobody moved. He's got twin receivers to the far side. He's got Dez Copeland in the backfield. Shift sides. There's the snap. Follows the block up the middle, and Austin Dixon's going to have a first down after about a 5 or 6 yard gain.
Clock does stop, but keeps running for some reason. Ran about 3 seconds off the clock there. And going to bring up first and 10, and it's going to start, and we're going to take it to half.
Yep, they're going to let it run out. We go to halftime with the Vikings trailing 21-11. Let's go down to the sidelines of Marty Rogers.
Coach, your team got off to a great start, but you haven't been able to stop the speed sweep in the second quarter.
Yeah, we're going to have to go in there and take a look at it. They got a real good team, man. We just got to keep playing.
Coach, thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you, Marty, for that Traditions 4 and Coach's interview. We are at halftime now at Cantrell Stadium. Vikings do trail 21-11. We're going to take a 10-minute break here, and we will be right back to have your halftime report.
That's right. We'll be right back after this 10-minute break. And welcome back to the Valdosta Insurance Services Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime show. We're live at McEachern High School, where McEachern leads our Vikings 21-11. And we hear the Loudside Georgia Bridgemen in the background as they have entertained the crowd here at McEachern High School. They have done a phenomenal job. Their tribute to New York and the September 11th tragedy from 2001. They didn't have a lot of their props here tonight, but the sound just blows you away. What a great job they did tonight here. Taylor Stubbs is joining me now for the halftime show as we look at what the Vikings have done early and then what they've done here in that second quarter. They really dominated this game early.
Right, they came out on fire. They came out on fire, and they were running plays.
Yeah.
And they were just running plays. They were gaining yards. We were getting first downs real easy. We drove downfield. We scored. And then Solomon kicked a long field goal.
Yeah, it really did. And we were up 11-7. But McEachran has scored 14 unanswered now. And that's been where we are right now, McEachran leading 21-11. Rushing tonight, that's been the difference. McEachran, 21 carries for 151 yards, while Lowndes has got 20 carries for 102 yards. Passing tonight, McEachran, 3 of 13 for only 82 yards, and that's very uncharacteristic of McEachran. The Vikings, though, they are 3 of 11 for 33 yards. We have thrown one interception, and that's been a big, big difference. For McEachran, though, they have run 34 plays here in the first half for 233 yards, while the Vikings have run 31 plays for 135 yards. We just got to get that fixed to be able to stop that jet sweep. James Kamen has rushed 4 times for 13 yards. Dez Copeland, 8 carries for 34. And then we've got a couple others. Austin Dixon, 4 carries for 21. Tavon Kyle, 2 carries for 20. And Michael Barrett's got 2 carries for 14 yards. Of course, the touchdown, James Kamen was able to run that in. For receiving, Dylan Presley has been, as he was last week, 2 receptions, 35 yards, a 19-yard was his long. Tavon Kyle's had 1 catch, but that was for negative yards. And that's been the difference. I mean, so who we've been able to throw the ball to has been Dylan Presley, and that's it. We had one that should have been 6 thrown to Xavier Jenkins. We were all talking about it right there on the big screen. It just went right through the breadbasket.
In his defense, we could say he lost it in the light.
Sure, I'll go with that. I mean, it really is. It was a nicely thrown ball by Austin Dixon. I think we've got to find the passing game offensively, and then defensively, I think we've got to stop the running game of the McEachran Indians. I wouldn't have said that coming into this game. I thought you had to contain the run, stop the pass. What we got to do now is stop the run.
Right, McEachran's ran a play. They've run that jet sweep to the outside, which they've ran it, and Lowndes just doesn't have any containment right now outside. If they can work on that halftime adjustment, get the outside containment, we might have a ball game in the second half.
Yeah, Sam Jackson has been their big horse. 12 carries, 124 yards. Then you got to throw in Tyler Simmons. He's got 6 carries for 49 yards, and that's it for them offensively on the ground. And that's been the difference, is because these guys can run the ball right now. We're watching now the McEachran High School Band as they are entertaining the home crowd here now. And joining us back up in the press box is Taylor Biddle. Taylor, your thoughts on the first half?
My first thoughts are McEachran High School has the best facilities I've ever been to. The press box is unbelievable. Great host they are. And bathrooms and hot chocolate and coffee and pizza and everything you want up there. So very friendly place to come as a broadcast crew. But as far as the game goes, it's getting not friendly pretty quick here. The first half of first quarter of play, I thought we did a good job imposing our own will. And McEachran has done a good job in the second quarter imposing their will. And we've got to find an answer for that stretch play that they're running on us. I mean, the speed sweep, they're stretching it out and able to either take it to the outside or cut it back and get some yards. And Jackson is really showing why he's getting some offers and getting some looks by a bunch of people.
Yeah, he's not a big back, but he's very shifty. He does a great job. He gets extra yardage when you think maybe it's stopped. He's able to do twists. He lays out. His touchdown was really a stretch across.
That's right.
And that was the difference in that. I want to thank Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia for their halftime sponsorship. Remind you, they're located at 812 Northwood Park Drive. You can call Benefit Advisors of Georgia at 316-2777 and Valdosta Insurance Services at 242-4560. And again, you're in this time period now where you've got to get your health insurance or you're going to have some penalties. Go see them at Benefit Advisors of Georgia. They'll help you with that.
Yeah, 24 minutes of football left. Could be one of our season endings tonight. It will be one of our season endings tonight. And whoever wins the second half of football, going to have to play disciplined football. I mean, we saw a McEachern turnover. The Vikings have done a good job. We did throw the one interception, but I think protecting the ball, they were able to capitalize on theirs. Were we able to capitalize on ours? Did we capitalize?
Got
we got
three
points. That's right. So, we got to keep getting pressure. I think the first quarter we were able to get pressure on Hotman, and he was able to make some high throws and some throws that he really wasn't comfortable making. And we've got to be able to do that in the second half.
Well, they get the ball to start the second half. They won the toss, deferred, and that's where we stand now. Taylor, have you got any updated scores from around our region?
Yeah, I got some updated scores. Over in Moultrie, the last updates we had, Colquitt leads North Paulding 34-3. North Cobb leads Valdosta 10-0. And Camden leads Hillgrove 10-7.
All right, those are for Region 1, Region 4 matchups. And here, the McEachern Indians lead our Vikings 21-11 as the McEachern Indian Band is finishing up their halftime show. We'll be ready to start the second half here in about 5 minutes or so. We're going to take a two-minute break here on the Valdosta Insurance Services Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime show live from McEachern High School. We'll be back after this two-minute break.